Hello. Hi.
Hello.
This might be it for today.
It's usually pretty quiet in this time zone.
Yeah, I think you're right. How long do we normally wait?
I think we can stop.
Okay, sure. We normally share a screen, I think, with this. Great, thank you. Well, I'll get started then. Okay, hopefully you can see that. All right, let's start with the housekeeping. So the antitrust policy, I think everyone's aware of that rather. That's there if you want to go through that. So let's just get past that. Just a reminder, it's being recorded. Everyone to me, unless they're speaking and use a raise hand feature, although a pretty small call today, so I don't think that's pretty much an issue. So let's start with some general announcements. There's nothing in the agenda here. Did anyone have any general announcements they would like to make? All right. We've got a roadmap review, but I don't think the roadmap's been updated. I'll just check that. Yeah, last was on August 11th, so I don't think there's any changes in the roadmap to look at. So unless anyone wanted to make any mention of the roadmap, I don't think it makes sense to look at that. Right. So we do have some details here on the release updates though. So the 22.10.0.RC1 has gone out recently. So that's great. Starting on the new release series. Does anyone have any comments or want to talk about that at all? On is there any ch particular changes that we're hoping to get in for the 22.10.0 series or?
I noticed there's an item further down under work updates
Okay.
about ch trying to get Java 17 update into 22.10. I'm not sure how feasible that is or how far along that work is. I'm not sure if there's any blockers on that one.
Okay. Is anyone actually, do you know who's working on that and getting Java 17, or is that just something that we'd like to get in?
Dano was driving it. I'm just not sure where it's up to. I know some progress has been made.
Okay. It's a bit hard to put any update on that then at the moment without Dano here. We'll have to take that discussion.
Yeah, there's an open PR, but yeah, I guess raising it up in the Discord and we'll see what's
Yeah.
up.
Yeah. So, we can write this discussion in the, I guess the release Discord channel to be the appropriate place. And the just moving on with the release updates there, we've got the 22.7.6 that went out and had that hot fix in there for the Blink cache fix. So that's great. Hopefully that'll be the last of the hot fixes we need to do. Did anyone want to say anything about that release? So, we do have an item here. I'm not that familiar with it, other than the name. The move to GitHub CI. Does anyone know where that is at the moment?
Yeah, everybody. So, been working on this on and off.
Okay.
It's pretty close. I was having one issue with acceptance test that I think I fixed. Let me put in the chat, there's a reference to the outstanding PR for this. Let me see it. Wait one moment.
Yeah, sure. Not for that in there.
Oh, here. So, in the chat.
Right.
Let me see. This has been rebased off the latest main, I think. It still is already out of whack. There are two issues. One is the build ARM64 Docker, which I think I can look into. And another one is that the acceptance tests are a little frivolous sometimes still. So they give me some trouble. One of them, for example, just got stuck for 30 minutes today. And then that kind of canceled the whole build. But I think we're fairly close. I wanted to make sure we built consensus on that, so it's not a huge surprise that this is happening. Do you have any questions for me about any of that?
So is this to replace the Circle CI build?
Yes.
Yeah. What is there an impact on the build time using GitHub CI?
I don't think so. So the build itself is actually fairly fast. If you go to it and look at the checks, there should be on it.
What you mean from this PR?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry.
You should be able to see it in the CI. If you click on CI in checks, then there's a view of it. So yeah, go all the way back up, and there's next to commit checks. Click on that. Now in the checks, you can click on CI on your left at the bottom.
Okay. Yes.
And click on that, and then it's going to show you a picture of what the parallelization level is. So what's really interesting here is that we're able to parallelize and reuse the artifacts between the different steps. The compile step, for example, is going to compile the code down and then hash it out and make sure that, create a hash of the compiled class files so that it's able to reuse them later, which makes the integration test, for example, very fast. Same for assemble, the test in Windows also. This helps go much, much faster. So the parallel tests is the matrix at the bottom. And as you can see, we have like 8 runners right now. Most of them takes 5, 4, 3. There's only one runner, which is really slow. It's 19 minutes. So the idea is to, and of course, when it got stuck and got, timed out 30 minutes. Yeah. So the idea is to get faster to the step of resolution where you're able to see one of the fails happen and then very quickly start responding to that. By all means, this is not perfect, it needs love. The checks themselves are happening outside into a different workflow. So we could also decide that this is not what we want and we want to have different files for this. But this allows us to kind of go quickly about those type of tests.
Okay.
So if you...
I'll go back.
So if you just scroll down on that page,
yes,
you can keep scrolling down. You'll see that even more. You'll see that we are actually capturing artifacts as part of this, and we are able to get some metadata from all this information. We can get the JUnit tests themselves become available to us as zip files that you can download to open up. And then you also have the ability to start seeing additional information from the different summaries. You can even see if caching has actually been reused or not. So this is somewhat useful because it shows whether the build was actually performant or not.
Okay. So we just need, Has there been
a final push?
Sorry?
I just need a final push. I need to fix those two things. It seems like the Docker build is escaping me again. And I need to fix the exceptions test that seem to be stuck on one thing. And then we might be in good shape. Well, for the acceptance test, I was wondering if we're still running QBFT tests as part of in the Quorum acceptance test, or are we no longer doing that? Because they're failing.
Can you share information about which tests specifically are failing? Is it acceptance tests that we're running? So maybe I'm asking you the same question you were just asking. Are they passing right now in CI?
I mean, the way I see it is right now, we're currently running a Maven plugin test that says Quorum acceptance test, and it's running it through a set of spec files, apparently. And one of them fails for some reason. It's not always the same one. Seems to be a little wiggly for some reason. So I'm not sure if it's the nature of us running it in GitHub. There seems to be some silliness there. It's just, there's just one failure at this point.
Yeah, so I think we were previously running those on PRs through CI, the Circle CI, but like you've observed, there was some flakiness there. So we switched to running it in a nightly build through Circle CI. Right now we're not running it on every PR. Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'll just remove them from the CI because that's not needed anymore. And then that will take care of my failure for acceptance test. Thank you.
Okay.
That's great news. Nice work for me.
Yeah, sounds good. So that sounds like it's pretty close in there.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know this is happening. And if you have any questions about why, how, please let me know. It's a good time.
So I had a question around the like financial side of it. Like I know that we weren't really sure with how the cost was going to compare with Circle CI versus GitHub Actions.
So GitHub Actions is free. Which is pretty unbeatable.
So I understood that it was free up to a point, but is it free?
No, I think it's free because this is a public resource and this is a public repository. It is free.
Okay.
Now, to completely answer your question, because I'm not trying to misconstrue anything, we are using a specific machine for some of the Docker builds, especially for native builds, because Bisu Native moved over to using GitHub CI. And for that one, we had to get a Mac ARM machine. It's a little silly, could have done a better job, but the repository is so hard to work with that it was easier to just say one particular OS in architecture is going to be one version of the build, and we're going to run all four builds and then get the combination of all those builds as outputs and then combine them into jars, right? So for that one, we are paying for a runner, because you can actually with GitHub, you can choose to use your own hardware to run your tests, right? So for those, we are using one runner, which is actual M1 machine that is hosted and paid for by the Hyperledger Foundation. However, it's a fixed cost, not related to how much we use it. It's also shared across many projects at Hyperledger. So it's kind of a great architecture to kind of shape from, if that makes sense.
Thanks, Antoine. That answers my question.
So the cost should be reduced then, because it's mostly free except for that runner. Which is a shared cost.
The cost should be negligible. I think it might make things a little easier in terms of debugging sometimes, or less, people have moved on to use GitHub Actions across many, many workflows. That's what I use in my day job. I would hope that it helps contributors, hopefully.
There you go. Fix it up a bit. No, thank you for the update on that. That's good. It sounds like it's as very close.
I have a question about the parallelism. So it looks like, just looking at the PR, it looks like the it's the unit tests and the reference tests that are parallelized at the moment. Is that, am I reading that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Is it possible, and is there a plan to do the same with the acceptance tests?
So the way we, that's a good question. The way we do the parallelization is we find all the, let me go slowly so I remember at the same time. We find all the source test Java for all of the modules in Gradle. Then from there, we back out and we find, we recreate the instructions for Gradle, right? So if you have a module under the EVM, let's say, then EVM test is a task you would call, then we need to find that there's a source test Java under EVM. Then from there on, we do a little bit of awk and regex magic to eventually get back to a string that says, you know, EVM test. So then we do that for all the modules, and that creates a long list of all the projects and all the test tasks. Then we use a plugin from GitHub Actions and Action itself that splits this list across and gives us different runners, right? So each runner now gets a part of that list. The acceptance tests are in one module. So if we wanted to parallelize on that, we would need to apply the same approach, but it would be a bit more complicated because I would need to go into the acceptance test and find out how to create a list of all the tests there and how to then split that list across. I felt that was probably not going to be necessary. Here's why. The acceptance tests themselves take about 11 minutes to execute, when some of the unit tests take up to 20 minutes. So we could probably, I think there's actually one project, one module, which is responsible for the brunt of the load in the test. So it's difficult to cut that down, but we could definitely parallelize even more.
Okay, thanks. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was fun to play with. If you look, I think I ran this GitHub thing about 50 times.
Great. Thanks for that. That might be it for the release updates. I think we've already done some of the work updates, but we do have some other points in here. We already talked about the Java 17 going to the 22.10. And we're going to have that discussion in the Discord channel. I guess we'll just have to have that discussion there. I don't think anyone who's actually working on it's here today. Are there any other work updates that anyone wants to talk about in this call? Okay. And last item here. Oh, there's another one there. Someone just added it.
I just added, so that's the PR to the Java 17. That's the link to the Java 17 right. PR. Just for completeness. So I just added there's two proposed open PRs. PRs open for voting for proposed changes to maintainers. So moving one person to emeritus and adding one maintainer. I think everyone on this call has already voted, but just for completeness, I just put the links in there.
Okay. Yeah. So it'd be good if everyone can add their vote to those. Is there anything else? Any other business? Okay. It looks like that's everything's on the agenda. So if no one else has anything else, I think that's it for today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
See ya.
Thanks. Bye.